delighted by your work, and with your bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Father, to join from your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word, and with your breath of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Good morning, this beautiful morning, and I want to welcome you once again to your podcast, The World of Life for Today. The World of Life is a daily devotional of the Salvation Army International. So this morning, as we share together with you and with your family, I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to your household once again, in Jesus' name. So this morning, within the next 5 to 8 minutes, let's join in worship to exalt the name of the Lord Most High, to lift the name of Jesus higher this morning. God bless you.
Your name, oh, hey.
your breath upon me. Everything dead comes back to life, and I move from glory to glory. Just breathe your name.
Yes, good morning once again, and welcome to the Word of Life for today. And what a wonderful session of worship this morning, and we bless the name of the Lord. Quickly, let's go to today's reading of the Word. Join me again. We'll continue from where we stopped yesterday. So join me to the book of John chapter 1. We're still in John chapter 1. And we will commence reading for today from verse 35 to verse 42. John chapter 1 verse 35 to verse 42, and it reads, "The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When they saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.' When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, 'What do you want?' They said, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' 'Come,' he replied, 'and you will see.' So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. That was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, 'We have found the Messiah,' that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas,' which means translated is Peter." May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning in Jesus' name. Now, the reading for today, and the topic for today or this morning discussion, when it's the 11th of March 2020, is never the same again. Never the same again. Verse 41, our key text. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." The next day, things were moving fast. John the Baptist had already gathered disciples around him, perhaps because they had never known anyone like John. It was not unusual for prophets to have disciples. People would learn from them. And character like John will attract followers because they are different. Again, Jesus is passing by. Again, John declares that he is the Lamb of God. If John had acquired a following because of his unique ministry, what does it say about Jesus, who as yet had done nothing to attract people but his followers by two of John's disciples? John would not have objected because he had testified about and pointed the way to Jesus. Thank God for the person who directed you to Jesus. One of the men who followed Jesus was Andrew, who, in turn, brought his brother Peter to Jesus, excitedly proclaiming, "We have found the Messiah." We know much about Peter, his successes and failures, but not so much about Andrew, except that he spent a day with Jesus, and his life and that of his brother was never the same again. The name Edward Kimball possibly means little to many readers. He was a modest Sunday school teacher who led Dwight L. Moody to Christ. As a preacher, Moody went on to have a significant ministry. Similarly, Mordecai Ham, a preacher who we are told won 300,000 people to Christ. This included evangelist Billy Graham, and Graham ministry reached millions of people worldwide. Also, an epitaph on a gravestone in London memorializes a woman who, it is said, loved to bring children to Jesus. Let us take every opportunity to point or bring people to Jesus. Today we'll be rounding up with a prayer of St. Augustine, which reads, "O God, from whom to be turned is to fall, to whom to be turned is to rise. Grant us in all our duties your help." I'll take that prayer from St. Augustine again. "O God, from whom to be turned is to fall, to whom to be turned is to rise. Grant us in all our duties your help." Beloved, the best thing that you can give to God is your heart, and also bringing souls to Him. The work you do, the business where you trade, the professional course that you have at the moment, everything is to point to the person of Jesus. For all things are made by Him and for Him. My prayer for you today is that in everything that you do, you reflect Jesus and point people to Jesus, so that they can never be the same again. And why they never be the same again? Your life as well can never be the same again. For everyone that come to Jesus can never be the same again. So within the next 5 minutes, I will leave you that you pray for yourself for today, that as you go out, that you can experience the power of Christ in you. Now let's go to God in prayer. Pray for yourself and for your day. Hallelujah. Lord, I worship you. We thank you for this beautiful morning. We exalt you and we give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bless your name for the world, because there's no one that comes to you that will remain the same. They never remember the same. There's always an encounter. Lord, I worship you. My heart, Lord, I exalt you. I give you glory. My heart with your love. Thank you for your blessedness. And Lord, I bless you for the listeners, Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the time that you have in listening to this podcast. And I pray, Lord Almighty, that Lord, your life, our lives, we reflect you. We reflect your purpose. We reflect your mission. We reflect your agenda in the name of Jesus. That we have full understanding that with the life we live, the goal that we are pursuing, the professional courses that we are running after, that the business we are doing, that the career that we are earnestly pursuing, that everything is to point people around us to Jesus. Is to point people to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That Lord, say Jesus is more than enough.
Your name is more than enough for me. Thank you for joining this podcast today, Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2020, the year of our Lord. The best that you can do is to always see that you share this podcast with your family. In the morning, you can equally use it as a devotion. You can equally share with your friends.
that they can also be blessed just as you have been blessed. Thank you for listening this morning, and I pray for you that today you are blessed. As you've listened to this morning podcast, you shall never remain the same. There shall be an encounter in your life that will transform you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening and for sharing. Tomorrow, it's another day. God bless you.